work for the federal government? Have you got 4 or more hours of annual leave you can donate? Well, if you say yes to both, then leave it to Charlie. Hi, this is Marlena Lieberg for ACB Radio. Charlie Crawford, former ACB Executive Director and current Director of VA Blind Rehabilitation Services, has been approved for the Leave Donation Program. Charlie sustained a brain aneurysm at work on Monday, July 12th, and he's still in critical condition in a Washington, D.C. hospital. If you wish to donate leave, please complete Form OPM-630. That's Form OPM-630. And fax it to Janet Thompson at 202-273-9143. The form number again is OPM-630, and the fax number for Janet Thompson is 202-273-9143. Only annual leave can be donated, with a minimum donation of 4 hours. But anybody working in the federal government is eligible to donate leave. Charlie's recovery time is expected to be at least 3 months or more. So, if you've got a minimum of 4 hours of federal annual leave that you can donate, why not leave it to Charlie? Hi, I'm Marlena, and I want to welcome you to Marlena, right here on ACB Radio Mainstream, where for about the next 60 minutes or so, we'll be taking your calls at 1-866-666-7926. Come on in, sit down, take your shoes off, give me a call, won't you? Hello, and I am Marlena, and it is another glorious summer day in the Pacific Northwest. Welcome to the Marlena program. Thanks for coming back. And tonight, all we're going to do is speak to me. No, wait, we're not going to speak to me. We're going to speak to me from Speak to Me. Anybody who ever has looked around at things that speak and talk surely knows who my guest is. Denise Russell, the queen of things that talk from SpeakToMeCatalog.com. Welcome to the Marlena program.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's great to have you. Oh, dear, we have a noisy line. Let's see if we can obliterate this noise here. We'll try that. It's great to have you. And, of course, you were a guest. You're my first repeat guest. You were a guest back when I did the Blind Spot shows.
Right.
And you were one of the most popular guests back then. I got lots of email, and people said, oh, we wish we could ask her questions. And so tonight's the night that people can ask you questions. The telephone number to call is 1-866-666-7926 in the U.S. and Canada. And for our international listeners, if you will go to www.ourplace.acbradio.org into the Speakeasy chat room, we're simulcasting there as well, and we will turn to the chat room as much as possible for your input from international folks. Denise, what the heck is Speak to Me?
Well, we're a catalog mail order business of talking products. So anything out there that speaks or talks or plays music, we carry it.
And how long have you been in business?
Well, this year makes our 10th year.
Wow, has it been 10?
Yeah, 10 years. I can't believe it.
Good
really, it's been a long time. But, you know, it's interesting, Marlena, when I first got started back in 94, I said, well, hey, I'll get started, and, you know, maybe I got a couple of years doing this, because how many talking products can they make out there, you know?
Yeah.
And it's just been going on and on and on. Yeah.
Well, now, I spent some time at www.speaktomecatalog.com today, and I was very impressed with the fact that many of your selections, we have the opportunity to hear the audio.
Yes.
That is very cool, and I was enjoying listening to the Pegasus clock.
Oh yes, that's a beautiful clock. Yes.
So, talk a bit about the range of products that you have, and let me tell you that I did receive an email question about the availability of talking, and hopefully the person who sent the email, and he knows who he is, will call so that we get his entire question, because it was quite an extensive question. But he wanted to know about the availability of talking medical devices, equipment, exercise equipment, and health-related equipment, and wondered if you have any knowledge of those or if you carry any of those.
We start with things for walking, like talking pedometers. We have several different types. One that's just a plain pedometer with a little built-in music. We have one that's a pedometer that counts calories along with it. And then we have another one that's a pedometer with calories and a little FM radio to entertain you as you walk.
Oh.
So they came out with at least three different versions of a talking pedometer.
And then I noticed that you do have a large talking bathroom scale.
Oh, yes, excellent. Goes up to 440 pounds. That's the only one that I've seen so far that has that kind of capacity on it. Yeah.
Wow.
Excellent. Yeah, it's a extra wide platform, runs on four AA batteries, really nice voice on it, goes up to a tenth of a pound. So it's really, really nice scale. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's neat.
And, you know, I also have a talking jump rope.
Oh, what does it say? keep jumping, honey. You ain't done yet.
Or stop, you know. It tells you how many times the rope went around, if you can get it around, and how many calories you burn, and you can set a time frame to jump, you know, for a certain period of time. And it's really, it's fun. It's different. Yeah.
Huh. Mm-hmm. Interesting. But at this point, you don't. Now, you do have a thermometer, right?
Oh, yeah. A talking fever thermometer. We have a talking blood pressure monitor. We can get, I don't necessarily have it up at the website, but they have a talking glucose machine. So there's various talking medical equipment out there.
So if it's not on the website, then people could contact you directly, and you might be able to either get it for them or direct them to where it is.
Correct.
I also see that you have a couple of different color identifiers.
Yeah.
I purchased, when I was in the UK, I purchased one from Cobalt Systems.
Right. Yeah.
And it sounds like that's the one you have?
Yes, I have that one. And then there's another one that just came out. That's a money, color, and two-hour digital recorder all in one unit.
Does it make the coffee?
Yeah. Well, not yet.
Where are talking devices going? You know, we all worried a bit when this sort of talking thing started. We all worried, oh boy, it's going to be a fad, and once sighted people are through with it, we're going to get the leftover.
Right.
And clearly that has not happened.
No.
So what do you think? Do you see, I know you go to the trade shows and so forth. Can you give us a hint about things that might be coming down the road here?
Well, I see our washing machines talk. I see our refrigerators talking. I see our coffee makers talking. I know they have a talking microwave, but they're making ones that only will talk, but you can probably connect it to your computer, and it'll do a lot more. It'll tell you how to heat a meal or make a meal in the microwave. It has no limits, really. Yeah, it's really just fantastic what they're doing with talking nowadays.
I started to ask you for kind of a general description of some of your products, and then I sidetracked my own question by getting into the medical devices. So we know you've got some sorts of medical, talking medical devices. What other kinds of things? Why should we come there? Who can we buy gifts for?
Well, I tell you, when I started the company 10 years ago, my thing was, how many talking watches and clocks and calculators can you have? I mean, there's companies out there selling those practical items, and they're good aids and appliances for the visually impaired. But we wanted to do something different. We wanted to have a place where you can go if mom has a birthday or dad has a birthday or an anniversary or for Christmas, for Easter, for the holidays. You wanted something fun, interesting, and unusual. That's what we are. That's what we specialize in.
So
gifts like that you can give to mom and dad for the birthday and anniversary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I was interested in, my listeners will be surprised to maybe hear me say this, but I was somewhat interested in the farting monkey. Would you care to tell us about the farting monkey? And the other thing I thought that was quite amusing was the nanny.
Oh, the toilet nanny.
The toilet nanny.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Well, I mean, you know, we might as well just blow it wide open here, Denise, because you've got some very funny things.
Oh, yeah.
And so what about these guys? And are they related? They sound like they should be.
Well, you know, our listeners overseas it has an English accent to it, the toilet nanny. And you put it on underneath your toilet seat. And when the gentlemen in the house lift the toilet seat to do whatever they need to do, she kindly asks them to put the seat down and to be careful about where they aim.
So if you have a base of like a family room or a, you know, kind of a recreation room with a bathroom in it, what a great thing!
Well, yeah,
to put in there
And the farting monkey, just a cute little plush monkey. You pull his arm and he sings a couple of songs and he says little funny things and he does use the little, you know, he has the sound effects of farting.
How else can you describe it, right?
Yeah.
and then on the exact sort of other side of the spectrum, you have some religious items as well.
Yes, I do. Yeah, like the for instance, like the I got one here, the Serenity Prayer keychain.
God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom.
That actually is a product that Speak to Me makes, actually.
Really?
Our product, yes. It's the keychain.
And you have dozens of keychains.
Oh, yes. Quite a number. We are the connoisseurs of keychains. If you want talking, singing, whatever, we carry it on a keychain.
Talk to me a little bit about some of the keychains and the things that they say or do or whatever.
Well, like, for instance, I have the... do you mind if I demonstrate? I mean,
go
coming?
For okay. it. No, okay. Yeah, it's great.
I have... for those of us that are over 50, we have the you're not a spring chicken keychain. And it sounds like this. we have a lot of we have little mice on a keychain that sing cute little songs. Gosh, I've got, Mr. T. I don't know if everybody is familiar with Mr. T. We've got Mr. T on the keychain. He says a couple of funny things. Trains on a keychain. I have Bop-It games, little talking games on the keychain. Just a variety of keychains, really. Quite
and,
a number.
And do you carry the infamous Bop It game itself?
I used to. Now we just have it on a keychain or on an ink pen.
Want an ink pen?
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. You know, at the Washington Council of the Blind conventions, we have Bop-It tournaments.
Oh, yeah.
And, boy, I'll tell you, between Bop-It and Bop-It Extreme, for people who don't know, Bop-It is just a very cool game that is totally accessible to people who are blind, and it just gets harder and harder and harder as you do it. The telephone number to call is 1-866-666-7926. I'm Marlena, and if you're listening to this at any time other than One Universal, which translates to Sunday night 9 to 10 Eastern and 6 to 7 Pacific, you're listening to a rerun, and the telephone number won't work on the rerun. But we do have a phone call, and we're going to ask the caller to turn their computer down, and we will bring the caller into the room. Hello, caller. You are with Marlena and Denise. With whom are we speaking, and from where are you calling?
This is Danny from Pennsylvania.
Hello, Danny. And what's your question for Denise?
Well, isn't it amusing that there's a device that says to put the seat back down? And what's kind of funny is that wouldn't it be hilarious if you made a device that told women to put the thing back up?
I don't think so. We are not going to get into a seat up or down debate on my program.
No. But anyway, seriously,
Farting monkeys was enough, you guys.
What games have you, as far as keychain games? You've got the Bop-It and the Bop-It Extreme, and we have the Simon. Now, what's the difference between the Bop-It and the Bop-It Extreme?
Just two more extra commands. With Bop-It, you have Bop-It, pull it, and twist it. On the Extreme, you have those three plus flick it and spin it.
And what it does is
the voice just tells you to bop it or twist it or spin it. And you have to follow his commands, and it gets faster and faster as you go along.
Well, I tell you, I too appreciate the fact that if people can hear bits of the things on there. Did you know that now they got this forehead thermometer?
Yes, I do know. Yeah, I'm in the process of trying to bring one to the catalog right now.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks so much for calling, Danny.
Okay, you take care.
You have a good night.
Yep, thank you.
Bye-bye. So you can see Danny survived by calling 1-866-666-7926, and we would invite you to do the same. Speaking of games, away from the keychain games, I was looking at the chess game today. That looks kind of intriguing.
Yeah.
So that will actually teach a dummy like me to play chess?
Yes, but I will have to be honest with you, for the visually impaired, that's not going to work.
That's
not going to work.
Okay, well, let's bring this caller into the room. Hello, caller, with whom are we speaking and from where are you calling?
Hi, Marlene, it's Kelly Sapergio from Saskatchewan, Canada.
Oh, hello, Kelly.
Hello. And I'd like to say good evening to your guests there from Speak to Me Catalog. I was actually visiting the website this afternoon, and I'm... it's pretty interesting what all they've got there.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
In fact, what really impressed me was that Bop-It pen. I mean, I've never played the game before, but, and I've heard about, the keychain, but I just can't really envision, it actually being included in a pen. That is amazing.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's, believe me, I'm surprised too when I saw it, but it works just like the original, like the big Bop-It game. Yeah.
All right. Did you have another question, Kelly?
Yeah. Actually, I just wanted to say, I noticed on the site there, you had a, I think it was a talking chess game. Now, I don't know anything about chess, but how does it work?
Well, it speaks the moves as you select your piece, and that's where it fails for us. Unfortunately, it doesn't speak the piece that you're selecting.
Oh.
But once you select the piece, it speaks where you've moved it and what your positions are on the board. But it's not going to work for the blind, unfortunately.
But it might be appropriate for someone with low vision.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, thanks, Kelly.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful evening.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You know, one thing I might mention before we get too far along here, and I might forget myself, there's one fascinating thing that's happening at our website right now, and I must tell you about it.
Yes, please do.
We have the first annual Disabled Talent Search at the Speak to Me catalog.
Really?
Yes. What that is, well, I'll confess, I'm a fan of the program American Idol and Star Search. I love those programs. I like the fact that they feature talented people throughout the United States here.
You just like those young hunky guys that show up on there, Russell. I know you.
But you know what, Marlena? They're never going to have a disabled person on there. Even on the reject shows, they never show someone with a disability.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said to myself, that can't be. Somebody's got to take a stand and let the world know that there are, I don't know, countless number of individuals that are disabled that are very, very talented. And so we started with singers this year, and we asked people to come to the website. There's a link on the front door. The rules and regulations are there. And we asked them to send us a CD, a cassette, a MP3 file. Should be here in the United States, preferably, you know, in the United States. And 3 to 4 minutes of a song and about 25 to 50 words of a little biography of themselves, and we'll get you up on the web. We need to have the submissions in by September the 6th, and then from the 7th through the 13th of September, people will come to the website and vote for their favorite singer.
Now, is there a prize if someone wins? Or?
Yes. $1,000 cash.
Whoa!
Yes, $1,000 cash. Usually all I have to do is stop right there.
Yeah, but, that's it. Okay, what's the address now?
Not only is there $1,000, there's lots of wonderful talking and non-talking items and prizes there also. It's just too numerous to mention right now, but there's quite a number of prizes to go along with $1,000.
Well, let me help you sweeten the pot.
Okay.
All right. When your winner is chosen, if you will contact me and if your winner so agrees, I will bring them to ACB Radio in at least two ways. One, I will feature them on my music program and call them and do a little interview with them. And two, if they are so interested, we will put them, if they're not already there, into our ACB Radio Cafe, which is 24/7 all blind musicians all day.
Wow, fantastic. Wow, thank you. Oh, my goodness. This is a surprise that I just don't know what to say. Just thank you very much. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
So tell me now that we've got the pot sweetened with money and fame, let's give out your website and some contact information as well.
Our website is www.speaktomecatalog.com. And if you'd like to give us a call, it's 800-248-9965, and it would be extension 170.
Okay.
Yeah.
And let's try to get that all repeated before the end of the program.
Okay.
And so people need to make their submissions by September the 6th.
Right.
Which is Gary the Board Guy's birthday.
Oh.
See, yeah. you didn't know that.
No, I didn't.
Gary the Board Guy here who does all the dial twiddling, that's his birthday, September the 6th. And, well, that's great. And you want a song of about up to 4 minutes
right.
in length and how many words?
About somewhere between 25 and 50 words, about about yourself. Something like, you know, I've been singing for a period of time. I'm doing this and that currently. That kind of a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And is it only for people who are not professional, or can anyone enter?
Anyone can enter, so long as they're here in the United States.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Great. Sounds good to me.
Yep.
The telephone number to call is 1-866-666-7926. And if you are listening to this program anytime other than 1 to 2 Universal or 9 to 10 Sunday night Eastern and 6 to 7 Sunday night Pacific, and that Universal time is 1 to 2 on Monday Universal, you're listening to a rerun and the phone number doesn't work, you'll get my obnoxious fax machine, and nobody wants that. So we've talked about the medical equipment that you've got. We've talked about some of the wild, funny things that you've got. I'm a clock collector, and I notice you've got tons of clocks.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us a bit about those clocks.
Well, we go from the... I would say the inexpensive to the clock collector category.
Yeah. Gary, the board guy's getting nervous in there. I can hear him twiddling his dials now. Oh, no, she'll want to buy another clock.
Well, we go from, we sell quality clocks. So, you know, even if it's $29.95, it's still a very good quality clock, but we'll carry things like bird clock, train clock, Elvis Presley clock, ocean clock. We have a John Deere clock.
Oh, my gosh, what does that do?
It makes 12 different tractor sounds. and then we have trademark clocks like Three Stooges, I Love Lucy, clocks with, related Homer Simpson, and then we go into what I call the collector's clock. Those tend to be, over the $100 range, but those are quality clocks. Most of them play at least 6 melodies. However, starting late this month, we are going to be carrying some collector's clocks that'll play actually 12 melodies.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's neat.
Yeah.
That's neat. Now, have you got some other things to demo for us?
Oh, yeah. I have for those having a birthday, someone over the hill, as they say, I have a singing birthday cake, and I'll play that for you.
All right.
Remember those days.
$50 paid the rent, yeah.
Yeah, right. And also I have a wide variety. I mean, they keep adding, I don't know how many every month. I have a wide variety of talking bottle openers.
Oh.
And I have one here, a brand new one we just got. It's a bowling opener.
Uh-oh.
It sounds like this.
Get over, get over, get over! Oh, man. Another 7-10 split. Come on. You can pick that up. But first, pick up that beer.
I own a talking bottle opener. Actually, quite by happenstance, we were in a place where you would never expect they would have such a thing. And the one that I have is a Seattle Mariners.
Oh yes,
talking one.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
That's a grand one. That's a grand one. Only if you're a Mariners fan, I suppose.
Right.
But So now some of these things would make wonderful stocking, Christmas stocking gifts, wouldn't they?
Yes, they would. Yes,
or here's an idea. If you are a member, say, of the American Blind Bowling Association,
yes.
I've probably just slaughtered that name and they're all going to send me hate mail. But what a great kind of, sort of little gift to put out at your banquets and things like that.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
We have all kinds of, for those people that are working and maybe can't quite tell their boss where to go.
How many of us can?
I have a little doll. It's called the Voodoo Boss. And it sounds like this.
Please forgive me. Come back at twice the pay. No! Come on! You can do better than that! Ah! Okay, take my office. You deserve it.
Thanks, Lance. So, various little points on his body, you press it and it'll sound like his bones are crunching. And you can take your hostilities out on your voodoo boss, I guess.
So, those sort of cutesy little visual kinds of things that sighted people have. You have these kinds of same fun, off-the-beaten-track things in a talking.
That's it.
In a talking. I also saw that you've got some a recordable bear.
Oh, yes, where you can leave about a 10-second message on it. Mm-hmm.
So so would that be appropriate, like, say... I don't know, if someone knows, has a friend who is ill or something and they want to send them a get-well gift.
Yes.
That might work there, right. As well as for a child or...
And you want to hear something interesting. Some lady from Holland called me and she was sending her, I think it was her granddaughter, this recording bear. And she wanted to put her own voice on it. So what I did is I went on speakerphone, I held the bear up to the phone, and she spoke in her native tongue, and it had her voice on it, and I sent it to her granddaughter here in the United States.
How cool.
Yeah.
How cool.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's for anyone, someone to get well, grandparents give it to their grandchildren, to, you know, I love you, you know, grandma, you know, whatever. Whatever you want to be creative with it.
Tell me how, as a blind person, you manage this business. I mean, when I met you seven years ago, when I first came out to Seattle, you know, you were sort of, it was just making its first huge leap, I think.
Yeah.
And you were so excited and your whole family participated with you in the business. But as I recall at that time, it was, you know, pretty much completely out of your house. Have you had to grow your house?
Yeah, I would say I live in a small portion of the house, and the business has pretty much taken over the house, especially at Christmas time. I mean, it's like, I mean, products are in the bathroom. I mean, you know, they're all over the place. You know what I mean? It's like I live with the business, you know. That's the only drawback, I guess, working out of your house. You know, it tends to spread through your house, unfortunately. Yeah.
What kinds of technology do you, as a blind owner of the business, use, if any, to help you keep things straight, keep books, records, etc.?
Well, you know, I have. I've been blessed, thank goodness, with a husband that's a programmer. So he devises a lot of my software for me, as far as the accounting software. He just makes it a lot easier for me to. Use the computer and get on the internet and whatever I have to do as far as using my computer.
Oh, so that does help.
Oh, yeah. And he also helps with the website. All of the things that you see on the website are my husband's work. He, as far as the graphics and the ease of use of the website is definitely done by my husband.
And the website, again, is www.speaktomecatalog.com.
Right.
Now, just to kind of introduce people to you as a person, you have not been blind your whole life, is that right?
No, I have not. I lost my eyesight when I was about 21 years ago. I was about 33 years old. I was going to work one day and turned to look to catch my next bus, and zip-zap, my eyesight was gone.
Wow.
Yeah, just like that.
Wow. And yeah. And you were in Los Angeles
then?
Yes,
I was in Los Angeles. At that time, I was actually, I owned my own business even at that time, and I was going to the office to, I started out in business as an employment agency and an answering service for a big building in downtown Los Angeles.
And, you know, the reason that I brought this out, and we actually didn't discuss this ahead of time, so I hope that was all right that I did.
Yeah.
But the reason that I brought this out is we have so many people who listen to these ACB radio shows who are newly blinded or who perhaps have been blind for a number of years but have simply not found a successful place, a niche for themselves. And I think your story is a very cool one. I think that, you know, we can sort of tease about the farting monkeys and all that, but there's a whole other story, underneath Speak to Me catalog. And that is of a woman who was able to transfer the skill sets of understanding and managing a business, from the sighted perspective over to, I would say you probably have, I don't know of any other company that does what you do, that strictly has things that literally make noise.
Right.
And, I mean, everybody knows about Speak to Me.
Yeah, well, I would hope they would. That's the whole idea, is to try to get the word out there.
Yeah. And it's that, and I think it's a great testament to you and to your belief in, you know, so, okay, I became blind, but I didn't become dead, and I got to keep going, and finding that niche and then making it go.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think it's great. Another product that you've got that I think people should know about, I actually referred a couple of friends to you because they had a mailbox at the end of their driveway, and they were always going down and looking and trying to find out when the mail had come. And I said, you know, Speak to Me has something. Call Denise. And I don't remember the name of the product. Do you still carry that?
It's called Mail Alert. And yes, I can get it. I might not have it in stock at the moment, but I can get it for people.
And what is it? How does it work?
Well, you place a little device inside the mailbox, and when the postman opens the mailbox, there's a little receiver on the inside of your home, and it will beep and let you know that the mail has been deposited in the mailbox.
Now, what if I'm not home?
It will continue to beep, I think, every 8 seconds until you turn it off.
Oh, boy, that could make you go get your bills quickly, couldn't
That's
it?
That's it.
Well, my friends in Virginia love theirs.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
So you may be getting some requests now for the
for the
mail alert. Now, do you carry things let me see if we can eliminate some of the static here. Well, that didn't do anything. I'll try one more time here. Okay. Are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, good. Do you carry things for the kitchen?
For the kitchen?
Yeah.
We have quite a number of, well, here again it's going to be, well, let's see. It's on the humorous side, we have quite a number of talking and singing cookie jars. Like a dog cookie jar that sings, what is that? No, I can't think of the name, but it sings a song. It sings two songs, and then we have a cat that sings a song, a frog that sings, Jeremiah was a bullfrog, a soldier, a knight, a variety of singing and talking cookie jars. Let's see, what else for the kitchen?
One thing I saw today that interested me, and I actually wanted to ask you about it directly, and I just thought of it in terms of the kitchen. You've got a timer say is a countdown, count up timer.
Yes. And, you know, I want to let you know, I mean, I have practical things, so I don't want people to think that just all we sell is toys and novelties. We definitely have a selection of watches and clocks and calculators and all kinds of things on the practical side, too.
And you've got memo recorders.
I mean, we have quite a number of things like that. But, you know, like I said, we extended ourselves beyond just the practical things.
Yeah.
But yes, we do have a talking timer. You can, it's very small. It will magnetize to your refrigerator or clip on a belt, and you set it to go off as far as timing for cooking.
Great.
Yes.
Well, we have a caller.
Okay.
Hello, caller. With whom are we speaking, and from where are you calling?
Hi, Marlena. It's Pam. Let me turn this radio off. I'm in an echoey area. Anyway, what I would like to know is whether you or Denise, whether you might just happen to have something that I have not been able to find, and that's a pretty serious item. It's a two-way sort of an intercom, but one that does not have to be wired. I'll tell you what I'm looking for. Our house is in the back of our home, especially when we have our air conditioner on. It's very difficult to hear the doorbell. In fact, we've had people, especially with the air on, we've had people come by and leave. Of course, there are no cars in our yard. And we've had people leave because they haven't thought that there was anybody there. What I would like to do would be able to have perhaps a receiver, maybe something like a baby monitor, but be able to press a button on my own transceiver, send a receiver and say, just a moment, or hello, or we'll be there, because I can yell, yes! And sometimes people just don't hear me, even when I'm in any part of the house. Do you have any idea what I could do with that scenario?
Well, truthfully, I don't sell it, but I have one. I have a doorbell that you can mount, and then it has a receiver. And I can take that receiver, and which we do right now because our house is large, and if somebody comes to the front door and they ring the doorbell, just like you say, if you have your fans on or your TV on, you can't hear the doorbell ring. We can take that receiver and put it back here in the office where we are, and we can hear our doorbell.
But you can't respond to them. This is the problem. Sometimes they just don't wait around. No, we got people. We got well, the postman, I swear. He leaves magazines, and then he's out there. In fact, if I get to the door, he's already in the car taken off.
Yeah, I don't know of anything, but I think it's a fabulous idea. You know, it might be that, and again, I'll use my privilege of personal knowledge here, but it might be that one of Dave's ham buddies might be able to rig up something that, I mean, it would be two devices, obviously, because you'd have the doorbell carry around with your receiver and this other little thing, but it might be that one of those guys might be able to help Dave rig up something that would communicate wirelessly to something outside the door.
Yeah, because our house, and you know, our rooms, the way our house is built, I can kill myself trying to get to the doorbell in time.
And we don't want you to do that.
No,
because I would miss you.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that was just something that I was thinking about.
Pam, why don't you give your email address in case any of our listeners are smarter than I and someone has an idea?
Sure. Okay, it's Pam Drake, P-A-M, and I thank you for that, Marlena. Pam Drake, D-R-A-K-E, at Drake O'Roy. Now, that's a combination of our both last names, D-R-A-K-E. A K E L pamdrakeroy.com.
Pam Drake at Drakelroy, DRAKELROY.com.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody's got an idea for a doorbell with a sort of two-way communication system from the inside to the outside, let her know.
Even if I could hear them, even if I could hear them outside and know that somebody had walked up to the door, that would be enough for me to be at least ready.
All right.
For a doorbell.
All right. We'll set the speak to me lady on that search,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. That'd be great.
I bet that would sell.
Yes.
Right. Hey, it might.
All right.
I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Thanks,
Bye.
Pam.
Thanks a million.
All right. Have a good Bye. Night. Say hello to Dave. All right, the number 1-866-666-7926. We've got almost another 15 minutes to go here, and we've got another call. So let's bring the caller into the room. Hello, caller. With whom are we speaking from? Where are you calling?
Hello there, Marlena. This is Terry from Minnesota. You know me.
Oh, I smell like a honky-tonk in Texas. That's a whole other story.
You know, go ahead and pick up the phone, hon. You know, I was thinking about that contest that Denise is running there, and I was thinking, I wonder if I should submit that song.
Oh, I can't. Why
not?
I can't bias you, but I think you should.
Why not? Please,
you are too funny.
Yeah.
It's a great song. It really is.
And hello, Denise. You know, I'll tell you, we bought several things over the years from you.
Yes.
And enjoyed everything.
Thank you.
That you guys have, I love your catalog.
Thank
I don't
you.
Always buy a lot, but I love your catalog.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
If I might mention, I get them on CD, and it's great. I love it. Used to get them on cassette, and it's so neat to have them on CD because you can go right from one item to the next, you know, if it's something you're not interested in, you can skip over that one and go to the next one, you know.
Yeah,
and the way you guys lay them out is really, really neat. It works out wonderful.
Thank you.
One thing I was going to ask you, if you've heard of anything coming down the pike, you know, there's you have the blood pressure monitor and the different thermometers and all these kind of things. But I'm wondering, now there is, you know, you mentioned the glucose meter, which made me think of this. I understand on the market now there is your cholesterol. It's a cholesterol monitor.
Yeah.
And I wonder if anybody's ever going to make one. And you know, and I've always been going to check into it. I have no idea what their price is. I hear them advertised on the radio and stuff like that. But I wonder if anybody will make one because of all of us. All of us old farts with high cholesterol.
All of us old fat farts, right?
That's right.
You know, it's a very good idea, and actually, tomorrow I think I will check on that. I haven't heard of a talking one, but that is a very, very good idea. Very good idea.
Well, from what I understand, that all it does is tell you your blood pressure or anything like that. That it just tells you what your cholesterol numbers are.
Right.
Well,
and that would be neat to have, you know, because if they really work, you know, a person can't just go in. Like, you can go into the doctor's office and you can get a free blood pressure generally, and or, you know, in one of them blood pressure machines and stuff like that. But you can't get a glucose either. I don't know if they'll give you those. But also cholesterol. You know, I go into the doctor every once a year or whatever. I don't know what my cholesterol level is until I go see him, you know.
Yeah.
We're
so
really giving
nice
Denise her homework to do here,
definitely.
Aren't we?
Yeah, yeah. Very good idea, though.
And I've been looking for one of those deals like what's her name was talking
about. Like Pam,
about.
Yeah.
Pam, our house isn't so large. It's just the way it's divided up. And if we're in the recording studio and somebody comes to the front door, unless they actually open the door, if they open the door, our security system tells you which door is open. But if they don't open the door, we don't know they're there.
Uh-huh.
And it would be nice to be able to have a two-way deal. I understand, and this is something you might want to look into, I understand Radio Shack makes something. Now, this has to be wired in,
right.
But Radio Shack sells a unit that that you have to wire in, but then it works through the phone, where somebody comes to the door, they push the button that makes the phone ring, you can pick up the phone and talk to them at the front door.
Oh, I see.
You know, but if you want something wireless, and that's what I'd like.
Yeah.
Something wireless. And not only that, but something that would stand up through cold temperatures.
Right.
Because when you get temperatures like we do here in Minnesota,
yeah,
a lot of times batteries die and things like that, you know. So you gotta have something. Somebody told me one time that if it was made by a company that makes security alarms, like ADT and those types of companies, that it probably would be a good product because they make good quality stuff. We've had experiences around here with wireless doorbells that, for some reason, just mysteriously start going off.
That's
good.
Yeah.
That's really a lot of fun in the middle of the night. Your doorbell is going off and nobody's there.
Nobody's there. Well, all right. Thank you so much, Mr. Terry.
Yes. We're enjoying the show, though.
Well, great. Yeah. And we're going to repeat the contact information. And, you know, I'm an unbiased person, but I think you still should submit it.
You are so prejudiced.
I'm not even going to tell Denise about it because I don't want to bias anybody, but it is a heck of a song, let me tell you.
Okay. You know, I might mention, you know, when you go to the page, you know, all you can hear all of the singers, you know, up there. So, yeah, I would definitely want him to, if he could, send it in.
Well, I've often wondered if you've gotten some lead information or something, because I got your Braille notice and I got your emails and all these things about it, and I'm thinking she's targeting me.
She's just a darn good marketer. That's what she is. Well, give my best to Jen.
Will do.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Terry.
Thank you. You bet.
Bye-bye. 1-866-666-7926. We've got about, I don't know. Oh, we've got another call. To heck what we've got. Hello, this is Marlena. With whom are we speaking from? Where are you calling?
Hi, it's Sue from Seattle.
Hello, Sue from Seattle.
Oh, wonderful. Hi, Denise.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right.
Yeah.
Going a little stir crazy. I have a husband with a broken knee, so we've been confined to home. So I'm glad of any diversion.
Farting monkeys notwithstanding,
right?
Right.
Whatever. So I had nothing really special, just called there, like the show. And I can't remember, Denise, are you willing to come as far as Bellingham to do our state convention this year?
I'll have to see. My problem is you always have it during my Christmas season, and it's hard to get away, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'll do the best I can.
I think next year, I think we're going to be in Tri-Cities, though. We're going to have it in October, but anyway, and you're going to give your contact information again. I missed the first part of the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll make sure she gives it all again.
By the way, Sue, we've got two people up there now on the contest from Washington. Yay, Washington. We got two,
two
singers up there from the state of Washington, up there on the talent search, so I'm happy about that.
That's up on the website?
Yes.
Do you know who they are?
Yeah, Vicki, Nora Tuck, and Barbara Curry. Barbara Curry's in Washougal, Washington, and Vicki, Nora Tuck is right there in Seattle.
Huh.
You know, their names are kind of vaguely familiar, but I'm not sure. I think...
Yeah.
So you don't live in Washington, right?
I live here in Renton, Washington.
That's what I thought.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, she's right here.
Yeah, all right.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, the only thing that Dave and those guys might try, although it could probably get stolen, but, you know, those walkie-talkies, but they probably would walk away from the front door, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, as always, a good show, Marlena. So
well, thank
I'll let
you,
other
Sue.
People call in.
All right, and my best to John, and you guys keep your spirits up and let us know if there's anything we can do to help.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That's Sue Amateur in Seattle. The telephone number 1-866-666-7926. 866-7926. We've probably got about three more minutes left. Denise, let's run down the contact information. Well, wait, let's try to grab one more call. They all call at the end of the show. Hello, this is Marlena. With whom are we speaking from? Where are you calling?
Hi, Marlena. It's Steve in Kingston, Ontario.
Hello, Steve. Two
and
times in a week.
I just have two questions. One is one that we outside the United States encounter all too often, I'm afraid. Denise, do you ship outside the U.S.?
Oh, yeah, I have a lot of Canadian customers.
Okay, good. The other question I had was with respect to that Bop-It keychain. Is it accessible for someone who's totally blind?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Superb.
Everything speaks on it. Yeah.
Oh, superb.
Buy one of those and you and I'll do Bop It next year at CSUN.
Sounds good.
But you better start working at it, boy, because I'm good at it.
All right, Marlena, I will.
All right, Steve, thanks so much. Did you have any other question?
Nope.
All right, have a wonderful evening.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to probably say that's the last call for tonight. Let's let Denise give her contact information.
Well, if you want to contact us, our website is www.speaktomecatalog.com. If you like to email us, our email address is info@speaktomecatalog.com. And if you like to give us a call, our phone number is 800-248-9965.
And talk a little bit more about the contest and when, what they need to do and by when they need to do it.
Okay, by September the 6th, we need 3 to 4 minutes of a song, your song, anybody's song, any type of song, it doesn't matter, and 25 to 50 words of a bio, and you can send it to us on cassette, CD. Many people have sent us MP3 files over the computer. And then on September the 7th through the 13th, people will come to the website and vote for their favorite singer.
All right. Yep. And the winner will
receive $1,000 cash and wonderful gifts and prizes.
And we will also feature the winner on ACB Radio on both my music show, which is Time for Folks, over on the interactive side of the house, and also bring the winner to the ACB Radio Cafe.
Wonderful.
Denise Russell, it is always a joy to spend time with you.
Thank you.
So appreciate it. And would you do me a favor and go pull that farting monkey's arm? I just am really intrigued with that whole prospect.
Okay.
I may just have to buy that guy.
Just for you.
Thanks so much.
Okay.
And you have a wonderful evening. And thank you so much for all you do for all of us.
And as we say here at Speak to Me, give the gift that says something.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks, Denise.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Marlena on ACB Radio. We'll be back next week, same time, same place. But in the meantime, if you've got an idea for a future show, why not drop me an email? The email address is Marlena, that's Marlaina, at acbradio.org. Thanks to Dave Williams, director of ACB Radio, and most of all, thanks to you, the listener. See you next week.